Our next case is 13-870, 13-876, the State of Ohio versus Charlene Aguirre. Ms. Farnbacher.
Good morning, Chief Justice O'Connor, and may it please the court. My name is Barbara Farnbacher. I'm here from the Franklin County Prosecutor's Office, and I would like to reserve 3 minutes of my time for rebuttal. This case is an appeal from a decision granting a defendant's application to seal her criminal conviction. The defendant pled guilty to a third-degree felony and agreed to pay restitution to the victim of the theft and two insurance companies. In January of 2012, she filed an application to seal her criminal conviction, even though she had not paid all the court-ordered restitution. She admitted at the expungement hearing, at the sealing hearing, that she had not paid all the restitution as required, and the trial court acknowledged that she had a continuing obligation to pay, but nonetheless granted her application. The issue is whether or not a defendant who has not paid all the court-ordered restitution and has a continuing obligation to pay restitution is entitled, has received a final discharge under 295332 and may apply to seal her criminal conviction.
Counsel, is there a maximum time that one can be on probation?
There is. For a felony,
5 years?
Yes.
Okay, so how do you continuously keep someone on probation?
Her probation had terminated.
All right.
But she had not finished all the sentencing conditions. Although it's not.
Let's say she stopped paying. She's not on probation. She doesn't have a sentence hanging over her head, correct, for a PV?
Correct.
What's the recourse if she doesn't pay her fines here and the restitution, I should say?
Well, the trial court does not have jurisdiction to enforce, to put her in jail. But that does not mean she's entitled to the privilege of an expungement, to the privilege of sealing her criminal conviction.
No, I'm just asking, let's forget about the sealing. What's the recourse if she decided she wasn't going to make any more restitution?
From the state's perspective, once she has completed her probation, the state can no longer require her to pay restitution.
But she's still making payments. Is that correct?
At the hearing, she said, she said something along the lines, "I continued to pay. I didn't know who to send the payments to." We do not know, because of the way sealing cases are handled, we do not know like how long she continued to pay or how long she paid. What she said at the hearing was that she paid while she was on probation. She paid.
Well, counsel, you do know that the dollar amount went down from $34,000 to $14,000. You do know that from the hearing, correct?
Yes. There was an outstanding responsibility of approximately $14,000.
So you're here today to say that this privilege of sealing should not be available until you've paid your full restitution.
Absolutely.
And are you therefore saying that a trial court does not have discretion to grant sealing?
Absolutely.
Why?
Because it's a question of law whether the defendant is eligible. And you don't get to the discretionary aspect until you determine eligibility, which is a legal question. Is she currently now an eligible offender? Are there any pending criminal proceedings? Has she received a final discharge? Has she complied with the statutory waiting period?
Had she received a final discharge in this matter?
We say no, absolutely not, because she had an outstanding obligation to pay the restitution. She had not been finally discharged for purposes.
So in answer to the chief's question, when you say she no longer was on probation, you're saying it still is not a final discharge?
Absolutely not. For purposes of 295332.
To clarify, we're talking community control here, correct?
Yes.
And did the court make restitution a condition of community control?
Yes.
That's different from the Court of Appeals determination. They don't call it a condition of community control.
It's the sentencing entry was attached to our objection that we filed in the trial court, so it is in the record, while the termination entry is not. But the entry indicates that the defendant agreed to pay restitution as an express condition of her plea bargain, and it was imposed as part of a community control. Then further down in the entry, it states total financial sanction costs.
Which is a different thing. I mean, we're talking community control and the combination of sanctions under the statutes here. So if we have restitution as a portion of community control, you have an unsuccessful completion. Is that what the trial judge said here or not?
The trial judge stated simply at the hearing that because he did not believe that expungement or that restitution should be ordered to insurance companies, he was granting her application.
Did the trial judge have the ability to do that?
We argued in the Court of Appeals no, but the Court of Appeals never actually addressed that issue.
Right.
But it's our position that because this court has recognized and has stated that sealing criminal records is an act of grace created by the state, is a privilege, not a right, and the state has a substantial interest in ensuring that expungement is only granted to those who are eligible when all the requirements for eligibility have been met. And because the defendant admitted that she had not completed all the conditions of her sentence, she had not been finally discharged for purposes of 295332, and she had a continuing obligation to pay her restitution.
Well, counsel, let me just ask in practical terms here. One of the arguments for sealing a record is that it'll make it easier for a defendant to have a job and sustain a job that will allow then for restitution on an ongoing basis. Is that correct?
The Court of Appeals had some language in their opinion on that, okay. Along those lines, yes.
Yes, okay. Is she employed?
I have no idea, Your Honor. There's nothing in the record about that. She came.
Was there
in,
a hearing here?
Yes, there was.
On the sealing of the record. Did
yes.
The state appear at that that sealing?
Yes, we did.
Did anybody ask her questions about her current status at that hearing?
No, Your Honor. The defendant simply explained what happened, that she had had a gambling addiction and stole from her employer and stole lottery tickets. And she never made any assertions about her current condition. The judge then inquired about the outstanding. We argued that she still had an outstanding restitution obligation and that she had not been finally discharged. And the trial court simply said, because it was to an insurance company. So there's no information.
If she's employed now, and if she's making restitution, she really doesn't have a valid argument on a public policy point that she needs to have her record expunged because it wouldn't matter to her. She's still employed and making restitution. If you were here before me making that argument, it would be somewhat persuasive. Since you have no idea about that, I'm at a loss.
Well, unfortunately, the expungement hearings are very... the records are very minimal.
Unless you ask the questions and get an answer, and I don't believe a trial court would have precluded that line of questioning.
The defendant made representations to the court about the criminal charge, and we simply submitted that she hadn't met the requirements of the statute because she hadn't completed the restitution.
I understand the argument you made legally, but fleshing it out might have been a better option here.
Well, unfortunately, the lower court simply went with the fact that she had substantially performed and didn't require that she complete all the sentencing conditions. We submit that that's contrary to the clear and unambiguous language of 295332. It also disserves interests of the society because requiring a criminal defendant to pay all of their restitution ensures that they've been rehabilitated by making those who they've harmed by their criminal conduct.
So would
whole.
You say that once she, if say she wrote a check tomorrow for the $14,000, she'd still have to wait 3 years to have a record expunged?
Once she completes the terms of the sentence, she, the way the statute, I believe, reads is after she completes the application may be made at the expiration of 3 years after the offender's final discharge of conviction. So
you argue that she's not been discharged of her conviction.
Correct.
What's it take to be discharged of your conviction?
Completing all of the sentencing conditions.
Is there an order from the court saying you are now discharged of your conviction?
In this particular circumstance, not necessarily, because she was discharged from probation, and there was an order, although it's not in the record, saying she was discharged from probation, but she still has this outstanding obligation. So
does
there would
happen
not
necessarily very often.
It happens fairly frequently, yes.
Where you have defendants who are off community control, they no longer have a case pending, and they still have outstanding debt that they're making payments on.
Well, it's not clear exactly how long she continued to make payments. All she asserted in court was that she made payments while she was on probation.
All right, she you know, knocked it down from 34 to 14, so there's $20,000 worth of payments that she's made. She got that money from somewhere. Do you know where?
No, Your Honor. She did. It is our position that the termination from community control, the argument in the appellate court was that the termination from community control did equal a final discharge under 2953.32, even though everyone understood she had this continuing obligation.
Let me ask you, what's the recourse for the insurance companies that are on the hook for the $14,000?
I'm not sure that they have any available options, frankly. Everything in this record has been sealed, so they don't even have a court order any longer. So we don't know. Unfortunately, the record is very thin from this expungement appeal.
So you're actually saying that the person to whom restitution is owed, if there's an expungement, they are losing their civil remedies as well.
Yes, because they don't have a court order that they can rely on any longer. And we don't know whether or not they pursued any civil remedies. It's not before this court. We don't know. The trial court didn't know. The appellate court didn't know.
Was it necessary for the court to say that this was an unsuccessful community control termination? Is that needed before you can say there's no discharge?
I don't believe so. I think as long as there is a outstanding obligation, the discharge from probation is just one of the sanctions. And that's how the 8th District, the line of cases from the 8th District and the 10th District have looked at it. They look at each individual sanction independently. And as long as that is remaining, then the defendant has not received a final discharge.
But the discharge from probation is different from an order to expunge a criminal record.
Yes.
And somehow we sort of conflate the two, and we're just talking about all of it as if it was one action. But isn't the statute controlling as to whether or not a court is permitted to seal a record?
Absolutely,
Your
Honor.
Is that a discretionary act or a ministerial act of a court?
It's two-pronged under 2953.32. There's the eligibility requirements, but then there's also a discretionary element.
So are you saying that this is an abuse of discretion? Was that argued to the appellate court? Is that the line that that you're asking us to look at?
No, Your Honor. Our position is this is a question of law. This is an eligibility determination.
The aspect of whether or not a criminal record should be sealed is, in your view, a two-prong approach, one with respect to eligibility and the second with respect to the discretion of the court. And your argument to us is this individual was not eligible because restitution had not been made.
Yes, absolutely.
Is that specified in the statute, or is that your interpretation of what the statute says?
The statute requires a final discharge.
And did the trial court issue a final discharge in this case or not?
The trial court, the entry that is not in, it's not in the record, the entry terminating her probation is not a part of the appellate record, but it was attached to the appellant's brief in the Court of Appeals, and it indicates she was discharged from probation and she had complied with the conditions except the restitution had not been paid.
Is there an outstanding court cost in the common pleas court in this case?
That has not been litigated, and because the record's sealed, we simply don't know at this point. That was not part of our objection. Our objection was based solely on the fact that she had not paid restitution.
And this case is in conflict with a decision of the 8th District Court of Appeals.
Yes. Well, there's actually a number of cases this case is in conflict with, both the 10th District's own cases and the 8th District. But the appellate court limited the conflict question to the issue of who the recipients were, about the insurance companies.
So that the 10th District has decisions going both ways on this very question.
Absolutely. This was a break. They had previously held repeatedly that restitution and have since held that restitution must be paid before final discharge.
Is this case unique because the restitution is paid to a third-party insurance carrier? Is that what you're telling us?
The Court of Appeals found that significant. It's our position that that is not a significant issue, that it's a broader issue.
Thank you.
I see my time is up. I would briefly conclude and ask this court reverse and remand with instructions to deny the defense application. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Hardwick.
May it please the court, Chief Justice O'Connor. In this case, the trial court did enter an entry that said expressly that she was discharged from her community control sanctions. That entry was attached to the brief in the Court of Appeals, but the state didn't object to that. They didn't file a motion to strike.
Well, is that the same as a final discharge of the conviction?
Your Honor, discharge means discharge. It is therefore
discharge from probation or here is... Is that a final discharge of the conviction?
Well, it said ordered, adjudged, and decreed that the defendant is hereby discharged. There was no qualifications. The defendant is discharged. And the restitution order here, as the state conceded, was part of the community control sanctions. This is very different than pre-Senate Bill 2 time when they can also still impose a restitution order as a freestanding order, send someone to prison over here and restitution over here. That would not be discharged by anything else. Those are two separate items. But under 29-29-15, restitution is expressly part of a community control sanction. It is.
So did the judge say that the community control was successfully completed, in your view, when they used the word discharge?
He did not say successfully completed, but completed is completed. And it's this final discharge.
So in your view, discharge can be successful or unsuccessful?
Correct. And it doesn't need, correct. And there's nothing in the statute that says it has to be successfully discharged.
Discharge just means it's off the books. It's no longer a concern of the court.
Right, and that does create a problem for defendants because, as she said at the hearing, she tried to keep making payments, but she didn't know who to make payments to. And when the probation office closes your file, it's really hard to make restitution.
Did she try and give the probation department some money, and they said no, thank you?
She said it's barely alluded to at the. It's alluded to briefly at the hearing, but it said she tried to make payments, but then didn't know who to make them to.
Okay, and say that the probation department refused to take them.
Well, they just stopped returning her phone calls or answering her letters. I mean, that's what happened here. And What is she supposed to do? And I don't know how she's supposed to keep paying that. But it also, and one thing I think is critical here
was
is
she represented by counsel?
No, she was pro se. Is the misdemeanor statute, and this is one area I think the 10th District respectfully got something wrong, the misdemeanor statutes has a specific provision that says the duration of all community control sanctions the discharge of other community control sanctions does not affect a restitution order. That provision does not exist in the felony code whatsoever. And the Court of Appeal said, well, we assume that they meant to apply that to felonies too. Well, that's exactly the opposite of what, if something is included one place and not someplace else, we assume the General Assembly meant that.
And that's under 2929.28?
And yes, 2929.25 and 28, yes. And I think there could very well be good reasons for that. In misdemeanor cases involve relatively small amounts of restitution that may be impractical to collect. Plus, misdemeanors tend to be far more collectible than felonies.
But Mr. Hardwick, if your client is allowed to have an expungement, then there's no record, there's no judgment entry, there's no way that a victim that is entitled to restitution can go to civil court and get restitution, correct?
Absolutely not. The most famous case is O.J. Simpson. He was acquitted at trial, and then he has to face a civil judgment because the victim's family were able to prove that he committed the tort involuntary. I forgot what the tort is when it involves.
But cannot rely on the judgment entry.
Correct.
Because it no longer
exists. But in civil insurance companies get judgments against people all the time without criminal judgments to back them up.
Okay, so here, if the record's sealed, they would show that she stole $34,000. She has no way of proving that she paid $20,000 on that because her record is sealed, and so they can get another judgment against her, and she owes another $34,000.
I guess at that point, I know she kept receipts of these things, and you can get receipts from these, and she does have a judgment saying that she paid $14,100 of it.
Isn't that sealed?
No, well, it's now part of this record, and I do think this court should consider the judgment of discharge in this case, because again, the state could have made an objection when this could have been fixed, and they didn't object to us attaching my prior counsel attaching that at the Court of Appeals level. They didn't file a motion to strike. Then the Court of Appeals actually apparently relied on it when they held that she had been discharged from community control. The state didn't mention in their jurisdictional memo. They didn't mention in their merit brief. The first time they complained about that is in their reply brief to this court.
Counsel, we're trying to write a rule of law, though, for 11 million Ohioans rather than just your client. Is it your position that sealing is okay if restitution is not made?
It depends. The answer is it depends. If the restitution was imposed as part of a community control sanction, if the restitution itself was a community control sanction, as it was in this case, then when community control is terminated, it is also terminated. 2929.15 twice says that the total time under community control is 5 years. 5 years means 5 years, and it's over.
Counsel, do we have the wrong order in front of us? Is this really a challenge to the termination order as opposed to the expungement? So we have to assume that the discharge was proper?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, and in the state could have appealed that discharge order. They didn't. In this case, any res judicata or waiver is their problem, not mine. And any holes in the record, we won in the trial court. We won in the Court of Appeals. If there's a hole in the record, it's their problem, not my client's problem. I get the presumption of regularity. If you look at this entry and say it's not part of the record, then this court should look at that entry and say, look, that's exactly what could have happened if the state had met their burden to get the proper record before the Court of Appeals in this court.
Counsel,
but isn't it a conflict that we have to determine? We have to determine one way or the other whether this issue, when it arises again, what the courts should be doing.
Well, there is no conflict at this point on the what I think is the decisive issue, which is, do community control sanctions terminate? Does the community control restitution sanction terminate with community control? There is, I believe, one of the cases the state cited below held that. The Court of the 10th District also ruled against us on that point. So this court, I think, would need to rule on that point. It's not a conflict, but it is something that needs to be resolved. And as to the insurance company, that issue really hasn't been This is the only case that's considered it. Yes, there was a case out of the 8th District where restitution was owed to a third-party insurance company, but they didn't do this kind of analysis we're doing here. And one thing is also important when we
Counsel,
are looking.
Counsel, what is the basis for the trial court to say, I'm not excusing your conduct by doing this. This is a principal matter here that's saying that the insurance, I shouldn't be ordering restitution to the insurance company. That's the only thing I'm saying. Apparently, that is the only thing that the judge on the trial level rested this opinion on, is that the restitution was to an insurance company.
And yeah, and I think that's important because when we look at the sealing law, we look at the law as it exists at the time of the motion. And as this court held, this is a balancing act between the state's legitimate interest in maintaining the record and the defendant's interest in getting on with their life. And the General Assembly has determined that there is no legitimate state interest in maintaining restitution against insurance companies. They changed the statute. And yes, that was after she committed her crime, but it was before she sought her case to be sealed. And I'd also point out that this—
Can you go back? Can you stay on that point for a second? So at the time that she was sentenced, it was legitimate.
It was proper. Under the Kreischer decision, it was. We've asked in our brief that this court revisit Kreischer. But if this court does not revisit Kreischer, that's correct.
Okay.
This court also recently held in the Schesheim case, I hope I pronounced that correctly, that there is an inherent right to seek the sealing of a record. That was after the Court of Appeals issued its decision in this case. It asked that this court, if this court finds for the state, that this court also look at that issue or remand this case for reconsideration under the Schesheim decision.
In your view, does the trial court have jurisdiction to enforce a request for completion of the restitution order?
No, it's gone. When community control sanctions are over, it's over. And that's part of, there's a balancing act in all criminal statutes. How much do you punish the defendant, and how much do you help them get back to become a productive member of society? And
if it weren't an insurance carrier, but were a third party of some other nature, a retailer, for example, would a court have authority to do what was done here, in your view?
Well, yes, I'd lose one of my arguments. If the retailer was the victim, if she stole from that retailer would become a victim. The insurance company is not a victim by statute. But I would still win on the argument that restitution as a community control sanction terminates when...
So if X number of dollars were taken from a retailer and some portion of that had been paid and a request were made to terminate... probation and expunge without even expunging the record. And the court said, well, we'll permit you, as you said, to get on with your life. And a portion of the restitution was unpaid, then that third party or the victim would not be able to collect restitution if the court discharges the defendant. Is that your view?
Not through the, no, because they would not be able to collect it through the restitution process, but through the criminal casing. The courts would not be the collection agency, but as I said before, they can still file a tort suit and prove the facts that happened.
So they'd have to file an entirely new civil action to get restitution and have the underlying situation litigated. That's your position?
Correct, and that's an insurance. And I don't see
no,
how
I mean much. For any victim. I'm assuming correct. Apart from the victim assistance program and so on.
Correct, and that's something the trial court should consider when deciding whether to make restitution a community control sanction or not.
What about the issue of the court finding a person is rehabilitated before they're eligible for expungement? Doesn't this idea of an outstanding obligation to the victim, whether it's an individual or the company before the insurance companies were thrown out of the statute. Talk about that for a second, if you would.
Well, I think that would get to the discretionary nature, which would be viewed as an abuse of discretion. Does the defendant deserve this? Do the balancing of interests merit this? And one thing I'd like to quote at the prosecutor in this case, talking about the trial, talking about the amount of restitution she paid, the prosecutor said, "I think it is great to hear that somebody did pay a substantial amount of a sum this big. I normally have never heard of that." That's on page 5 of the transcript. The trial prosecutor in this case recognized that what my client did was exceptional compared to what other people in similar situations have done. She is the exceptional situation.
What's your client doing now?
Up through December, she was working for a cleaning service, and the owner died. She now has her own private cleaning service. She says she's working 7 days a week, about 4 hours a day. Yes, she is working, but these kind of jobs are not supposed to be the jobs you stay at. Cleaning for a living is a stepping stone job. And if she wants to step up to the next level, that's when these kind of orders can really affect her life. And even getting a job, it's going to be much harder for her.
Is she even bonded?
I did not ask her if she's bonded. She could be bonded now. That could be a difference in that, which is one importance of having a record sealed, is she could get a bond to do this kind of thing.
Was payment of restitution in exchange for no jail time?
That's not clear at this point. That's not clear.
Because we just don't have the record, or there's no?
Correct.
Okay.
And again, I said, if there's no record, my client benefits from the presumption of regularity, so any inference this court should take from my client. Look, my client made her victim whole. The victim, her employer hold. She paid her victim in full.
How did she do that?
She paid it was before sentencing. I don't know where the funds came from. Maybe she still had some money left over from what she stole, but she paid them whole. She also made some payments to the insurance company before sentencing.
Wait a minute. She gave the victim, her former employer, I guess, $34,000 in cash.
I think it was $2,000 was the uninsured loss, and the rest.
Loss. Okay.
But she made the victim whole, and that's my point.
Well, the insurance company made the victim whole.
Right.
Not your client.
Correct. She filled in.
She gave the $2,000, and then they kicked in the $34,000.
Which is exactly what the General Assembly says should happen now, and we can debate the policy merits of that, but I think there's good reason not to have our courts be the collection agency for insurance companies. Insurance companies are quite capable of taking care of themselves. Plus, I think it's rational to, when there are limited funds, to make sure that the victim gets paid first and not the insurance company. And finally, the state has no legitimate interest whatsoever under the General Assembly's new statute for insurance companies to collect. No legitimate interest. Ms. Aguirre is entitled now to get on with her life and to become a productive citizen.
What's the incentive for defendants here to make restitution if we say time will elapse and you can just come to court and get your record expunged and you don't have to make restitution?
Well, you do have to, first of all, you're under the trial court's eye for 5 full years, where the trial court can punish you for not making adequate payments, can look at your income and see if you're making.
Practically speaking, you know, the situations are that they throw a little bit of money, if that, at the problem, and it's deemed to be the best they can do under the circumstances. And this plods along, and for 5 years, they're making minimal efforts, and then under your scenario, at the end of that, they wipe the slate clean.
Well, first of all, that's not what Ms. Aguirre did. She did make the record. She did make regular payments.
Well, we're not just talking about your client. Let's look at the big picture here.
Well, and as I said before, if the trial court is there and has determined that this is as much as the defendant can pay, then that's as much as the defendant can pay, and we're not talking about the defendant
slouching. Well, I understand
that.
So to add insult to injury, the victim is not receiving restitution, and the perpetrator, the defendant, gets to have a clean slate like nothing ever happened.
Well, not quite. As I said, they don't get the clean slate. They still have the civil liability. That never goes away. And
okay, but there's an additional burden then on the victim that you have to go to the trouble of instituting another lawsuit against this individual, and we're going to tie your hands because we're not going to allow the records that would assist you in your civil action. You're not going to be able to have access to those, so go ahead and try and then establish the debt and then try and collect it.
Well, first of all, if the defendant really doesn't have that much money, they're not losing anything anyway. If under your hypothetical,
but your client gets the benefit of a clean slate, having not made the victim whole.
Correct. But that's the General Assembly has to balance the interests. In every single case, we balance the interests of how much.
I understand we balance the interest, or not we, but the General Assembly. But the interest that's balanced here is the ability to have a clean slate, and the judge has no obligation, the trial judge, to seal this record. There's none whatsoever. It's not mandatory on the judge after the expiration of 5 years to seal a record, is it?
It is not.
There's the balance.
But also, the trial judges also have within their authority to impose restitution as a freestanding punishment. If they want to avoid this problem, they can say, I sentence you to community control, this, and I separately sentence you to a restitution. That would be different. That's not what the trial court did.
Why would that be different?
Because then if restitution is a community control sanction, it terminates when the community control sanctions terminate. If it is a freestanding punishment, which it's allowed to be under 29-29-18, but not what happened here, then it doesn't terminate with community control. Only community control terminates with community control. That's a power that trial judges have that they may not be using, but that they could use if this court comes out a different way.
So we have to treat this as though the restitution was bundled within the community control and not an obligation of its own.
Right, and the state conceded that it was a community control sanction. 29-29-15 says you can impose the following things as community control sanctions. One of those is restitution.
But still, even if we look at it as being part of the community control, it's still up to the judge's discretion to allow for an expungement.
Yes, I didn't mean to invade your question. Yes, the trial court could consider, when balancing the interests, a defendant's good faith efforts in paying, whether they've, as a factor in whether they've been rehabilitated.
Mr. Hardwick, I want to make sure I understand what you just said. You said that restitution could be ordered separately and could exceed the 5 years?
If it's its own sanction. There's nothing in...
You're saying your client could be on the hook for 15 years paying restitution?
And then we'd have to come to our other argument about insurance companies and possible equal protection arguments. But yes, they could be, if the trial judge imposed it as a separate sanction, it wouldn't terminate with community control. Just be like imposing restitution and a prison term. Just because you served your prison term doesn't end your restitution, because those are two separate things.
What's your authority for that?
In 29-29-18 says that's one of the sanctions.
Say that again.
29-29-18 is one of the sanctions that can be imposed for any felony.
And well, that was a question I asked you earlier. If this individual were discharged, could the victim still apply to the court for payment of restitution? And you said no.
No, not this person. No, because her, as the state conceded, restitution in this case was a community control sanction. It was not a freestanding order. And because it's a community control sanction, it terminates with community controls. It's subject to the 5-year limit of community controls.
The order of restitution is not required at all of the court, is it?
Correct. They don't have to impose it. This is all matters for the trial court's discretion. And if the state wants a freestanding order, they can ask for one. The trial court can decide it. If they want a And the trial court can also say, look, I'm going to follow the General Assembly's intent that we give you 5 years, and when you served your 5 years, it's over. Again, just like that's what the General Assembly said, and that's what this court should enforce.
Do you have a site that would say for a felony of the third degree, you could have an order of restitution that would extend beyond 5 years?
Well, I guess I don't have any case law, but 29-29-18 makes that a sanction that's available to the trial court.
Without limit?
Well, the same thing with prison term. There's no prison term.
Well, we have limits on prison terms. 2 to 8, up to 5, up to 10.
Correct, but the prison term, the restitution order doesn't terminate with the with the prison term. The restitution order is with that person possibly for life. You know, that doesn't go away. But then we still come back to arguments about third-party insurance companies in this case.
To your knowledge, as a matter of course or ever even, is anyone that's put on community control locked up for failing to make restitution?
I haven't heard of that. I know some courts were more aggressive than others, which is why this court recently issued a bench card telling trial judges you can't put somebody in prison without showing, for failing to pay a financial sanction without showing that they had the ability to pay.
Wasn't that fines?
It was fines, but the same principle would apply to any financial sanction, because if you can't put someone in prison when they are making a good faith effort to pay, we don't have debtor, it's still a debtor's prison is debtor's prison. If we're putting someone in prison because they can't pay, then we're putting them in prison for...
Are judges locking up defendants who otherwise conform to all of the community control requirements but make no effort at restitution when restitution was ordered as a part of community control?
I don't think I've seen a specific case involving that, but the trial courts would certainly be entitled to enforce, to find a violation under 29-2915.
But as a matter of course in your practice, you just don't run into that,
Well, you know, I also do felony appeals, and I don't see many community control cases in my job. I see mostly people sentenced to prison, so my sample size isn't that great.
All right.
Well, my time has expired. I thank the court for its time, unless there are any other questions.
Thank you. Counsel, you may take 30 seconds.
Counsel, I have the same question for you.
Could you repeat that, Your Honor?
Do judges, as a matter of course, lock up somebody who's been ordered to pay restitution as a part of their penalty, whether it's a part of community control or not, if that person just doesn't do the restitution aspect of their sentence?
Well, the restitution statute requires a determination of whether the defendant is able to pay or refusing to pay. So I'm not aware.
Well, that's not my question. You're familiar with the criminal justice system. I've not heard of that happening. Does it happen?
I've not heard of it happening either,
all right,
Your Honor. Just briefly, the absence of the any holes in the record are really not dispositive. The defendant admitted at the expungement hearing that she had not paid the restitution.
Counsel, you're asking for reversal.
Yes.
Are you also asking for this record to be unsealed?
Yes. Certainly, that would be part of the order to unseal the record and order that it be denied because she was not eligible.
In your view, if the restitution would be completed, when then could she then apply for expungement?
It is our position that she has to complete all of the sentencing conditions, then wait the 3 years waiting period, then she's eligible to apply, then it would be up to the trial court to make the discretionary determination whether or not her interests were greater than the state's
interests.
So the
unsealing would not affect her ability to apply later on, assuming restitution is paid?
That's correct.
Counsel, opposing counsel said that there's a distinction to be made here, that if restitution was a standalone sanction, as opposed to what he considers a sanction within the community control, in other words, a condition of community control, that we wouldn't be here arguing this case. Do you agree with that?
No. There are distinctions drawn between the 29-29-18 financial sanctions, restitution. There are limits that the court has when imposing restitution. Our position is that under the community control sanction, the court has broader powers, so they could impose a greater a larger amount of restitution if that were appropriate.
Wait a minute. What's the confinement under 2918?
Well, there's certain restrictions. I think now, you know, has been pointed out, insurance companies are excluded and third parties are excluded. I think it's strictly economic loss to the victim. And then there's a definition of economic loss. So, for example, what we see sometimes is a non-support defendant who has an arrearage. The trial court could order the defendant to pay the entire arrearage as part of community control, but could only order the defendant to pay what was charged in the indictment.
Well,
as
and,
part
and
of
under
the,
this circumstance, if economic loss means any economic detriment suffered by a victim as a direct and proximate result of the commission of the offense, this victim only, I guess, would be, it would have been theoretically $2,000, which might have been the deductible, maybe, that the defendant paid.
Right, but at the time the defendant, at the time of the defendant's conviction, there was third-party restitution that was also
that.
Available.
But under the current law, if this was a resentenced, I mean, the sentencing was taking place, would she only be eligible for $2,000 worth of restitution under these same scenario?
Under 2929.18.
18.
But under the community control statute, the judge has broader powers and can impose and can order restitution for all of those who have been harmed by her conduct.
But what about the timing? That was Mr. Hardwick's point. Under 2929.18, he's saying that restitution, if it stands alone, could be has no time limit, apparently. Is that your understanding too?
That's the way I would read it as well, that the community control is limited to 5 years, the restitution if it were an independent and standalone. But that's not really important.
But do we have any case law that says that? This is a unique idea, I think, to say that you could basically tie somebody up for 20 years on a fourth degree felony for restitution by ordering restitution as a standalone.
I think that would be valid. That,
do you have anything in the statute or case law to support that?
Just the language of the statute, 2929.18. Community control is what's limited by 5 years, which also, the point is here, it was a valid restitution order, whether it was an independent standalone order. They've conceded the judge had the power to do it under Kreischer. Or as a community control sanction. And respectfully, the termination or discharge from community control is not a final discharge from 2953.32 purposes. The cases that we've cited, there's a long line of cases that the termination from community control is not a final discharge for purposes of granting the defendant the privilege of sealing their criminal conviction. If there are no further questions, we'd ask the court to reverse. Thank you for your time.
We'll take the matter under advisement and you'll be notified of our decision.